Okay, welcome to today's video. Okay, I try my best to do a video here. The background very nice. Okay, we try. Cannot ensure that the video effect will be very good because the wind is quite strong and I'm trying to step on the tripod to prevent the wind from blowing the camera away. Okay, so the first question, okay. Let's go. A resale HDB flat is purchased entirely with CPF fund. What happened when the flat is sold with or without profits? Does the fund plus interest need to be refunded to the CPF account? The answer is yes, okay? The answer is yes. If you use CPF, there's a CPF refund. You use CPF, there's an interest on top of it. So you need to return the CPF plus the accrued interest back to your CPF account when you sell your house. That's on the positive sale. If it's a negative sale, then you have to make sure that it matches the valuation, okay? If not, you have to top out the shortfall. Is it a good time to buy CCR, please? With a tight spread between RCR, OCR, and protected by 60% foreigner ABSD. Thank you. Okay, so I tell you, I already said in my Telegram group that this next few months, 3-4 months, will be all about CCR. A lot of agents will keep telling you, hey, buy CCR, buy CCR, buy CCR. Yeah, but my personal opinion is I will still not buy CCR, okay? Why? Because when the market is changing, whether is it good or no good, right? CCR always has a resistance. Why? Because I shared in many of my videos that Singaporean doesn't want to stay in CCR because the cost of living is higher, you have to pay a lot of ERP, the maintenance fee for CCR project is also a lot higher. So a lot of people doesn't want to stay in CCR. This is why we play the majority market, which is OCR and RCR. Okay, next. How are the majority of property agents coping with the quiet market? Why you ask me this funny question? It's either you are an agent or you're trying to be an agent. Okay, I just want to explain this. In the property agent market, right, there's people that will consistently do well, which is the people that I feel that they are the people with good potential, good ethics, good system, good work ethics, good moral. They are the good agents. But if you don't consistently do well, you only do well sometimes, then sometimes you don't do well, then it shows that you are not the so good agent. Okay, so I will only tell you that good agents will still do well. If you are not so good or you depend purely on referral, when the market weakens, you will realize that you suffer. Okay, so if you are interested to learn more on how to become a property agent, please join here. My hotline is here. Okay, you can join me. Okay, next. Wow. Again, is CCR project worth looking at? New launch at River Valley coming out. Do you think increased demand will issue? Okay, I don't want to talk about this already because I think I'll talk about this before. My recommendation, if you look for me, I will still not buy CCR project lah, because the risk is a lot higher, especially in the market that is weakening. I think it's tough lah, it's tough. And yes, you may see like, because you're thinking that hey, OCR price going up, RCR price going up, the RCR price and the CCR price almost the same. So shouldn't CCR make money? You're not wrong. But when it comes to selling, it's a lot harder to liquidate a OCR project than a CCR project, okay? How will the stagnant or declining rental market affect the property market? Okay, so you talk about rental. For me, I would say that rental, it will decline, but it will stop. It will not decline all the way. Okay, so if you ask me today, I feel that it already declined. Okay, will it continue to decline? I don't think so lah. I don't think so. I think the drop is already there. It should stabilize within the next 6 months. Will it affect the property market? Of course, there's a lot of people that thinking that, hey, should I sell my property away rather than rent, or should I continue renting? This is a very big question. And I think I did a video on this before, or I may do a video on this the next few times, okay? How are the number of resale condo in the last 2 months? Wow, this one I have to go back and pull out for you lah. Now I'm not in Singapore and you see my background, I don't know how to pull out for you all these things. This one I will try to reply you in my Telegram group. Okay, so you join my Telegram group. 5-room 1987 at Towner Road area near Boon Keng. Should sell, buy another 3-room, renovate to rent out, because 5-room is the same as 4-room. I as well sell. I don't understand that. Okay, so if you have a 5-room 1987 at Towner Road at Boon Keng, you want to sell, you must ask yourself first again, why sell? What are you going to buy next? What is the objective of your whole plan? Okay, I don't know your objective, so it's very hard for me to comment. And in your video, right, you never tell me about your in your question, you never tell me about your objective also, okay? When rental will go down, please? Okay, I already say in the last two questions just now, rental already almost stabilizing already. I don't think it will go down further. For new EC purchase under DPS, as the income access will be near to TOP, is it possible to loan a higher amount as the income could have increased significantly? Yes, correct. So for EC purchase under DPS, as the income assessment is near to TOP. No, not true, because when you take DPS, right, it depends on what kind of DPS are you taking, okay? So even if you take DPS, you don't need to assess your income 3 to 4 years later. You can assess your income now. So that will also make a difference, okay? So you can also loan higher amount of loan later on. That is true, okay? This one, to give you a better idea, is that auto, the final form is out. So you're interested, DPS, MPS, like this question, do you use DPS 20% cash, or do you use DPS bridging or whatsoever? Just drop me a call, I will help you. Then also, how you want to assess the income, where you should do the loan, all these things, I will help you. So AutoPlace is going to start on the 4th July. We will start submitting application forms. Again, there's no agent fee. Engage the agent that you want to buy the EC with. Don't do application with someone else, then later call me for help, okay? Because I cannot help you, okay? So thank you, hit the like button, subscribe button, I see you in the next episode. Hope you like this video, hope you like my background. I'll show you a little bit of this place, okay? Wait, I show you. Okay, so over here, the flowers not blossom much. Over here, there's more flowers. Let me show you. So you can see over there, is it? Here one, so only, still very small. I think not seasoned yet. But over there, quite nice. Okay, so that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode. Thank you for watching and peace. Oh, yeah, it's very difficult to do a video. You see, I come until here, see flowers, still to do video for you. So please hit the like button, okay? Like and subscribe. Bye bye.